Ya Allah, grant me anything that is most pleasing.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The sixth use of punishment. Islam has emphasized on keeping promises, and it is a very big sin in Islam to break promises. This is one hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I would like to share in this regard. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been reported to have said, the one who breaks his promise made with believer, there is a curse of Allah, the angels, and of the whole creation upon him, and his no nafl and no farb will be accepted in the court of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of my nation, these are the consequences of breaking one's promises made with a believer. So we should keep our promises. This is very much emphasized in Islam. We should not lie and make promise with somebody to get away from that situation temporarily, and then respect use of Fadin channel later on, we do not keep our promises. Remember, if one has got this intention that I will not keep this promise, but he still makes it, and later if he acts upon, okay, he does whatever he said, but yet he will be sinful because at the time of making promise, he had that wrong intention of not keeping his promise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to keep our promises. Ameen. Bidahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi.